The Senate could vote as early as today on the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform bill. The measure would ban huge donations to political parties. It also would limit corporations, unions, and other groups from waging their own political campaigns at election time. In a compromise yesterday, senators voted to raise some contribution limits. Senator Fred Thompson and others demanded an increase in the dollar amount of donations that candidates collect directly. Senator Russ Feingold reluctantly said yes.
I realized if we're going to get at the number one problem in our system today, the loophole that has swallowed the whole system, as Senator Thompson has said, we have to make this move.
NPR's Steve Inskeep is with me in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve, the reformers said they were going to squeeze some money out of politics. Why are they raising the amount of money that candidates can collect?
It's a political trade-off, Renee. They are going to ban these huge donations that go directly to the political parties and sometimes amount to $100,000 or even $1 million from one person or one corporation or one union over time. But a number of lawmakers said they wanted something in return for losing that source of money. And they're going to get an increase in the amount of money that candidates can collect directly. Right now, you can only give $1,000 to a political candidate. They're going to double that to $2,000. It also raises a number of other limits on other kinds of money that the parties can collect. Politicians don't want to be in a position where they can't raise what they would see as where they can't raise any money as they would see it, and they're at the mercy of outside groups and their spending.
Senator Paul Wellstone and some other Democrats say this is all becoming, though, a shell game. You open one loophole, you close another. Is that assessment accurate?
Wellstone has a point. You're still going to be able to give an awful lot of money to a congressman or senator who supports your political viewpoint under this system. If it becomes law, you can give a particular lawmaker $2,000 in the primary election, $2,000 more in the general election. You can give money to a political action committee that the lawmaker may have set up. You can give money to a political action committee that may then support that particular lawmaker. You can give money to the Republican or Democratic Party. And different people with like-minded objectives, business executives, say, for the same corporation can still bundle tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's still going to be a lot of money in the system, but corporations would be shut out by this bill from giving money directly from corporate treasuries, and so would unions. Outside groups like the National Rifle Association or the Sierra Club would be limited somewhat in the money that they could spend as well. So it is a big change.
Could this bill itself change even before it's through, though?
Yeah, there's still two big issues to deal with. They're hoping to finish the bill today. They might not. But there's still two big issues to deal with. Unions are complaining that some of the rules being imposed on them are too strict. They want to change that. And the bill's opponents say that part of this bill is unconstitutional. They say that there are violations of the First Amendment right to free speech here. And they want a provision saying that if one part of this bill is rejected, other parts have to be rejected, too. Most Republicans want that, and I spoke last night to some Democrats who seem also inclined to support it. And supporters of the McCain-Feingold legislation say that if that provision were to pass, it could wreck their bill. They're desperate to stop that. McCain and Feingold are hoping they have the votes to beat that today, but it's not clear.
You've seen a lot of compromise, and we all have, actually, in deal-making these past 2 weeks. Is the final product likely to change the system that much?
Well, it is interesting. Even John McCain admits this is only partial reform. And you look down on the Senate floor the last couple of days, you see opponents and supporters chatting together, backslapping. They have made a lot of compromises. Campaigns will still cost millions of dollars. Wealthy people will still be able to give a lot of money. But this is still the biggest change in campaign laws in decades. And if this becomes law, it will end up before the Supreme Court.
Thanks, Steve. NPR's Steve Inskeep.